Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question:
what percentage of heterosexual couples have anal sex?
Even though anal sex is commonly depicted in sexually explicit films, very few research studies have examined issues related to anal sex among heterosexual or male-female couples. The little research that has been conducted suggests that about 1/4 of heterosexual identified women and men have had anal sex, but that doesn't mean that 1/4 of heterosexual couples have anal sex regularly. In fact, research suggests that only about 10% of women and men have had anal sex in the past year. There are, of course, many reasons why people might want to engage in heterosexual anal sex. Some women try anal sex because they want to experience intercourse, and yet they want to maintain what they consider to be their vaginal virginity, in other words, abstaining from vaginal intercourse. Other times, couples use anal sex as a way of being sexual together without the risk of pregnancy, that is, assuming that a man's ejaculate doesn't seep out from the anal opening and get near the vaginal entrance, in which case a woman could potentially become pregnant. Couples also try anal sex for reasons of pleasure or novelty, or because it is something that they have heard about from a friend or a partner or have seen in a movie. While some couples try anal sex and find it to be uncomfortable, painful, or not particularly exciting, others find that anal sex is quite pleasurable, enjoyable, or even orgasmic. Although some myths suggest that anal sex is painful, the truth is that, like vaginal sex, anal sex does not have to hurt. If it hurts, a couple should stop. Because anal sex is a high-risk sexual activity in the sense that it poses a high risk of infection if one or both partners has a sexually transmissible infection, or STI, couples who are interested in having anal sex should take steps to reduce their STI risk. For example, they can limit their number of partners, use a condom from the beginning to the end of sex, change condoms if they are switching between vaginal and anal sex, and use a water-based lubricant to reduce the risk of tearing. To learn more about safe and pleasurable anal sex, check out Anal Pleasure and Health, a guide for men and women. You can learn more about this book and others on our website.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenick, sexual health researcher and educator. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.